Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Thank you so much for coming out and being part of our worship. Hey, today is really important for you to grab a bulletin and take it home with you. It's got all of the announcements and all of the times and places for the two funerals this week. First for Kanan Walker on Tuesday, and then for Sharon on Wednesday visitation.
You mean Helen?
Helen, yeah. So thank you. Helen on Wednesday and Thursday. And so it's really important to grab that. Also, the church is going to prepare a meal the best we can for the family on Thursday. So if you would like to donate to that, just let someone know. I think there's some sign-up sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we got that. We also have Gospel Jam on Saturday. So if you'd like to be part of bringing some food in for Gospel Jam this week. So we have a lot going on this week. And also the church, if you would like to make a donation to Kanan Walker for the burial expenses, there's a place for you to do that. Also, the church is going to write a check and try to help them during this time too. And we talked to several of our church members, and we're all in agreement. We need to do something for Kanan.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do that, okay? So we have a lot going on, and Just remember that God is in control, and God will take care of us. And so we thank you for worshiping with us today. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll have our worship. So, Father, we just thank you for giving us this time that we can gather into your house to worship you in spirit and truth. And, Father, we just pray that you'll just allow the Spirit to come and fall on us, that we can just sing praises to you, and that, Lord, that we can hear from you. More importantly is we need you to visit us today, and we need you in our service today. And so, Father, you are invited to be the Lord and the Master of our service, and we'll never fail to praise you and glorify you for the great God that you are. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. As we sing, holy, 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 I want to see you.
All right, congregation, help me out here. Do it one more time. Open the eyes of my heart.
Sounded great. Man.
You know, we're going to do that.
I can feel the spirit in that one.
Amen. We're going to do that in, when we go be with our Lord, is we're gonna sing holy, holy, holy for eternity. Like yeah. Cherubim and seraphim. You know who's singing that right now? Is our sister.
Yep.
Miss Helen.
Yes,
right now, she gets to be with Grace.
Yeah.
She gets to hold Grace by the hand and walk through paradise. And one day, we'll get the same thing. That's our reward.
Yes.
That's what we're living for, is to hold our Savior's hand and walk through paradise. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. If you guys want to stand up with us, I just learned this song this week. Our sister, Amanda, told us, this is the one I want to do, and it's called Count Your Blessings. Amen, right?
When upon those fields you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings.
Enough to have a guest, and the worship team got together and started deciding what we're going to play for this upcoming jam session. And I asked the worship team, hey, does anybody have a verse that God put on your heart? And so, you know, we're kind of going through our minds. And my brother, who unfortunately can't be up here because his voice is still healing, had a verse that I was like, please remember that, and you got to tell the church. I just love it so much. So who has a mic that we can run on over? We don't want you straining your voice, so don't be yelling, okay? We need you on Saturday.
It's 1 Corinthians 15:58, and it's, therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain.
Amen.
In the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Your labor is not in vain. So when God says, hey, I need you to talk to somebody because I want to be able to hold hands with that person and walk through paradise forever, I need you to go speak to them. Do it. It won't be in vain. This is a life and death situation in our life. That means if somebody does not know Christ, they're going to be sentenced to death. And there's no getting out of it.
And Satan's going to tell you, you don't need to go talk to them right now. Then you need to say, get behind me, Satan, in the name of the Lord, because I'm going to do what he wants me to do.
This world.
believe we're on God's time. I believe we don't have to follow the bulletin.
Amen.
We can do the offering here in just a little bit. That's just second nature. But if you're here today and you need Jesus, don't put it off. Don't put it off. We have no assurance of tomorrow. And so let's just really worship. Let's just really worship. And you're here, you're troubled, got a troubled heart. We all do. That's something that's bigger than you. We all do. You got something that you can't do on your own. We all do. And maybe now this would be the time just to turn it over to Jesus and come to Jesus. Why don't you guys go ahead and play. Number one task of our church and every Sunday while we come together to worship is to give you Jesus. If you don't know him today, don't leave here without not knowing Jesus, okay? Let's know Jesus. I'm going to ask at this time when we have our ushers come forward and we'll take up our morning offering. Again, we want to thank you for giving to the Lord and for your generosity. Many has given already to Cain and Walker, and so we're thankful for that. A.L., would you ask the blessing?
Lord God, our gracious Heavenly Father, it's always good to be in your house, Father. We just thank you, Father, that we can come here together today, Lord, to worship you. And we pray, Father, as we come to take up the collection, Father, we just pray that you'll be with the giver.
think we need to? How many of you think we need to do that last verse? Huh? Any hands? Go on. Last verse, Melody. Be looking forward to singing God's grace when we get up there, man. It's going to be an awesome time. Some days I can't wait. I just want to go now, you know. So just depending on what's going on in this world, you know, I just like, I'm ready to go.
Sorry, we need the light back up. We're going to do another song before the video. I had the song in my mind. I wanted to learn this song about a month ago. I brought it to Susan, and we said, yeah, we'll try that. And then, you know, time got away from us, and I was going to practice with my granddaughter, and I didn't get that done. And then last week, Helen was in the hospital, and I said, oh, this song reminds me so much of Helen, because I know her name is written in the record book, and I want to sing that next Sunday. So here we are next Sunday, and Helen's not here to hear it, but her family can hear it, and I just want to dedicate this song to Helen's family. To be well known of men, I may not ever be. I'm sure my name will not go down in history. There'll be no marble plaque to tell of my good deeds, nor any great parades to honor me. But there's a record book, my name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in that book of life kept by the Lord. For every deed I do, for every word I say, there is a record kept until the judgment day. My name will not be lost, misplaced, or overlooked, for it's kept safely in God's record book. For there's a record book, my name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in that book of life kept by the Lord.
This is Jesus, born into poverty in an insignificant corner of a conquered nation. This is Jesus, a traveling preacher, a homeless outcast called crazy and possessed. This is Jesus, another hopeless rebel, mocked and beaten, hung on a cross to die. This is Jesus, another lifeless body, stuffed into a borrowed tomb, soon to be forgotten. Is this really Jesus? Wake up. Wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead. This is Jesus, sent by the Father to be crushed for the sins of the world. This is Jesus, declaring to all he would be killed and then raised to life on the third day. This is Jesus, healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. This is Jesus, a missing body from an empty tomb on a Sunday morning. This is Jesus, the image of invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, the Lamb of God, the light of the world. This is Jesus, Savior, Lord, King, Alpha, Omega, Creator, Redeemer, friend to sinners, hope of nations, the Messiah. This is Jesus, the resurrection and the life for all who trust in him. Wake up. Wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead. This is Jesus.
Well, we appreciate worship today already, and just thank you, praise team, for practicing so hard, and for Bradley for leading such a wonderful way. And I tell you, I grew up in Eastern Hills Baptist Church, and when we used to sing Count Your Blessings, we had a piano player that could do that same thing that she did this morning. She'd do that, you know, that, and I don't know if that's in part of the music, but you got it, girl, you got it, you know. And I could have closed my eyes, and I was thinking of my childhood, you know. And so what a wonderful job. Thank you. Thank you all for leading worship. This is Jesus. That's why we're here. And I was sitting back thinking, oh, boy, now I got to get up and do something. But I have the opportunity and privilege of representing Jesus through the Word. And I hope that I never, ever come off as being something that I'm not. I hope that Jesus can shine through his word. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to John chapter 10. We're going to start reading in verse 1, John chapter 10. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 18. These are all written in red, amen? These are the words of the Lord. And so let's stand as we would honor the reading of God's holy word together. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. He that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hears voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that were which he spake unto them. So Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep that did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf scatters them, and catcheth them, and scatters the sheep. And a hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. The other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one fold and one shepherd. And therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Heavenly Father, we come to you at this hour. We pray that you would speak to our hearts today as the Good Shepherd. Help us to be reminded of who you are. Father, that we are in the sheepfold. And Father, our name is written in the record book. That we have no fear of eternity. That we have no fear of death. Because, Lord, you've already settled it in our life forever, for all of eternity. Father, by us putting our trust and faith in you, that we follow the commandment of the Father, and that we thank you for laying down your life for us. Help us, Lord, to serve you with a pure heart. Help us, Lord, to serve you out of a love for Jesus, for what he's done for us. And forgive us where we fail you. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today I'd like to bring a message entitled, The Shepherd That Cares for His Own. Jesus is more than just the Savior of the world. I'm thankful when I first think about Jesus, I'm thankful that he's the Savior of the world, right? I'm thankful that he paid the price on the cross of Calvary so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. I'm thankful for that. But we live in such uncertain times today, and seems like there's trouble everywhere, and every hand there's trouble, and there seems to be so much happening and crisis and unrest. Sometimes we don't know what to do, and or sometimes in the God's time of judgment, it can really leave us with a heavy heart. And if we're not careful, we'll take our eyes off of Jesus. And if we're not careful, we'll begin to trust other things. But today I really want to focus on the Good Shepherd, how that Jesus is our Good Shepherd. Everything that the shepherd does, he decides to do for us, is because it is to benefit the sheep. Everything the Good Shepherd does for us is to benefit us. Jesus was thinking about us. We were on his mind. Psalms tells us, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou would visit him? And so when Jesus was on the cross, he was thinking of us. I think they even made a song about that, the old gospel song. And so when it seems like that we're all alone and troubled and worried, a day late and a dollar short, our health is failing us, and we just don't know what to do, we have a good shepherd that's watching over us. We have a good shepherd that's taking care of us. The first thing we notice that Jesus said is, he says, I'm the door of the sheep, verse 7 and verse 9. I refer back to this when we talk about Revelation chapter 4, when John was standing there and he was taken up to the Lord, and he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and And he saw a door in heaven open up, and he heard a voice saying, come up hither. So we know that when Jesus was talking about being the door, he is the way to heaven. There's no other way to heaven. And through him, we can enter into heaven. So Jesus is the door and is the way to everlasting life. Verse 10, he says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I remember as I was thinking about becoming a Christian and giving my life to the Lord, a lot of people said that you won't hold out. You know, you'll get bored. You'll get bored and you won't have much to do, you know, because you're going to be living that Christian life. But I can tell you, I'm more busier today than I've ever been because of the abundant life in Jesus, right? We have, God has given us so much. And so our lives are complete. I have lack of nothing because his life is living within me. And so we have an abundant life. You may be empty on the outside, but you might be abundantly filled on the inside. That's what Jesus was talking about. He's not talking about stuff. He's talking about the heart. How's your heart today? Is it empty or is it full of God? Is it missing something? Then if you feel like you're missing something, you might be missing God. The Father commissioned the Son in this time. He commissioned the Son to reconcile the world back to him. What Satan stole in the garden, Jesus gave back on the cross. He gave us that life again. And so we know that he rose again on that third day and he gives us life. So the Good Shepherd was willing to give his life for the sheep, the Bible says in verse 11 of this. And we know that he is the good shepherd because he was willing to die for us. How much more should we give back to him? How much more should we love him for him who died for us and died on the cross, a cruel death? The Bible says that he who knew no sin was made sin, that we might become the righteousness of God and that we could have life in him. And so as I was thinking of Jesus being the good shepherd and willing to give his life for the sheep, there's also another shepherd that was in the Bible, and his name was David. David was a shepherd boy. As you remember the story of David, David was the keeper of his father Jesse's sheep. And David was a shepherd, and he would go out and he would take care of the sheep. And one day as he was taking care of the sheep, he heard that there was a war going on and that Israel was fighting the Philistines and that they were at a standstill because everybody was afraid of the giant called Goliath. And David heard this story, how that his nation was at a standstill and nobody was willing to run down into the valley to fight Goliath. Let me tell you about the valley that took place. That war took place. It was a big gulf. And in the middle of this gulf, there was two mountains or two hillsides on each side. One army was on one side. The army was on the other side. And if you ran down into the valley, inside of the valley, at the very middle of the valley, was a deep, deep pit. That if you went down in the pit, you couldn't get out yourself. See, what it was, is it was a fight to the death. If anybody went down to the pit to fight Goliath, the champion for the Philistines, they couldn't get out unless they either killed Goliath or they wouldn't get out if they were killed. David went to Saul and said, Saul, I want to fight him. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's mocking our God? I want to fight him. And Saul says, you're just a child. He'll take you out. And you won't have a chance. And David said, well, let me tell you. While I was a shepherd boy and I was taking care of my father's sheep, a lion came and took one of the lambs. He said, I went up to the lion and I took the lamb out of the lion's mouth. And on there was another occasion and a bear came and took one of the lambs. And I come running out and I grabbed that bear by his beard and I took the lamb out of his mouth. I don't know about you, but That's pretty brave, amen? Amen. And David says, I'll do the same to this one. I'll do the same to him. Because the battle belongeth to the Lord.
Amen.
The battle belongs to the Lord. And so David, he was willing to go down and to give his life for the nation. And of course we know that Goliath stood over 10 foot tall, and he told David, you come to me and as a child, and I'm going to eat you like a dog, and I'm going to take you out right now. And David just reached down and picked up 3 stones. And the Bible says that he cast the first stone and hit Goliath straight in the middle between the eyes, right in the head. Why did he do that? And it was because it was the only place that Goliath had that he wasn't protected. He had metal on his body. If David would have hit him in the heart, it wouldn't have done anything. If David would have hit him in the leg, it wouldn't have done anything. The only part that was exposed to David was just his forehead between his eyes. How do you think David got really good? You think the Lord guided him right? Yeah, I think so. But you know what I believe? I believe in the middle of the night, David was practicing for Goliath. I believe as he was watching the sheep that a wolf would come, and he would take that slingshot and he would hit that wolf. And another night as he was watching the sheep, something else came up. And David took that sling and he swung it around and he hit it and got rid of it. David was practicing, amen? He was practicing for the time that he would get in the pit to fight Goliath. And so we know that David was able to do that. He killed Goliath. He killed a giant. I want to tell you that there's 2 things for us today. There's a lion attacking the sheep today. He is called Satan. He's attacking the sheep. The Bible says he is like a roaring lion seeking to who he may devour. He's out to kill us. He's not out to take us out. He's out to kill us. He would rest not if he couldn't to get rid of us once and for all. Amen? The lion is out to get us. And then there's also giants in the land. Amen? Just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. And I believe there's giants in the land today. And I believe that we're fighting against giants. But let me tell you, there's hope today. And the reason that there's hope today is because we have Jesus helping us. Jesus is there. He's watching the Father's sheep. And Jesus is able to deliver them from the evil lion. And so we see that Jesus will defeat the giants in your life also. No matter what seems to be holding you up, no matter what seems to be in your way, Jesus can defeat that. If you turn it over to the Lord and let him take the battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. We notice here Jesus says that there's a door that's going in and out. And we noticed here that the sheep were mixed. And I want us to remember that we are mixed in the world today. The Bible says that we are not of the world, but we are in the world, right? And so we need to be careful of how we live our lives, that we're mixed together with the world. But I want to tell you, Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus still speaks to us. He still speaks to us. Jesus still protects us. Jesus still feeds us.
Amen.
Jesus still cares for us. The Bible, they say that when a sheep won't follow the Savior or won't follow the leader or the shepherd, that the shepherd will pick up the lamb in his arms, and for a period of time he would walk around talking to the other sheep, taking care of the other sheep as he's carrying his little lamb, because the lamb won't listen to his voice and won't follow him. He's out there doing something else. And so the shepherd just picks up that lamb and just carries him around for a while. And it's not too long that he sets the lamb down and he begins to follow the voice of the master again. And the reason that he does is because he's familiar with the voice. He's familiar with that company. He's familiar with that fellowship, right? And so it's easy to follow the Lord when you have fellowship with the shepherd. And so we hear his voice. And we could easily hear him say, don't go that way. Don't do that. Sometimes he even says, come over this way. Get out of that. You're going to find yourself in a mess. Because the shepherd is watching over us. I'm thankful that we have the Holy Spirit living within us. I'm thankful that the Spirit leads us and guides us because of Jesus, because he's the good shepherd. And so we can see that the shepherd will keep a close eye on his sheep. And he tells us to go over there or come here because he takes care of us. Jesus will always take care of us. The big question that we have today is, who are you shepherding? Who are you shepherding? Who has God put on your heart to take care of? God has called us out of this world and he has put people in our path. He's put people in our for us to help. I can tell you that God has commissioned Alberta and I to come to Bethany and to be your pastor because we are going to do what the Father wants us to do. We're shepherding you. And sometimes maybe we've made decisions that's not always been popular. But I can tell you this, we're not in a popularity contest. We're going to follow the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to lead the sheep to Jesus every way, every step of the way.
Amen.
And that's what our hearts is. We love you all. We want nothing but the best for you all. And we want God to use you. And we want God to speak to you. And so there's so many sheep that's gone astray. We can name them, right? There's so many of our brothers and sisters that's gone astray in these times in which we live. They've walked away from the church. We just got to find a way to get them back. Amen?
Amen?
Because the good shepherd loves them. The good shepherd never gives up on them. The good shepherd continues to seek after them. There's this old song that we used to sing, I was the lamb that the shepherd left the flock for. I think I've mentioned it before here, but it's a wonderful song from Lanny Wolf, I believe, sung it. I'm the one that the shepherd left the flock for. I was out in the cold all alone. And then Jesus came and found me. He put his loving arms around me, and I'll never be alone anymore.
Amen.
We are not alone. Brothers and sisters, God is for us. We have a good shepherd that loves us. We have a good shepherd who gave his life for us. And so we have so much because of God. We have so much because of him. And so this morning as we have our song of invitation, I'm going to ask Tammy to come. And I could tell you that we're in the comfort of the good shepherd today. We're in the comfort of Jesus today. Whatever need you have in your heart today, you can come to him. As we go through this week of sadness, of the separation of life, of the ones that we love, the Good Shepherd will be there. The Good Shepherd will be there for you. Tammy, what are we singing this morning?
Just As I Am.
Just As I Am. Okay.
Page 81.
Page 81 as we stand and sing, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me can claim.
have every head bowed, and Tammy, if you will continue to play for us. How's your heart today? Have you asked the Savior in? Have you opened up your heart's door and asked Him to come in? Today, if the answer to that is no, why don't you come today? Why don't you come today and do what you know you need to do and then ask Christ into your heart? Maybe you're here this morning and you're just really struggling with something. Just open your heart to the Lord. Let Him help you during this time. Whatever need you have in your heart today, would you come to Him? The Savior is waiting. He's waiting. The Savior is waiting. Amen. Aren't you glad you can just come? That's it. Just come. That's it. Don't have to do anything else. Just come. So this morning, thank you for coming today for services, and we thank you for taking part of our service. We thank Tammy for playing and for Bradley leading the worship. And just as a reminder, the funeral arrangements for both Canaan and for Helen is in our bulletin, so make sure you grab a bulletin. Also, church, we're planning on having a meal for the family on Thursday, so be part of that. And we're going to need somebody to help us with the church being open. We're going to get back probably around the 2:30, 3:00 time frame.
Susan is going to be at the funeral, but not go to the graveyard, so she's going to come straight back here and get the church on lock.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that.
She'll be all your right. Hostess if anybody needs to drink or anything like that.
Okay.
Isn't the funeral at 11?
The funeral's at 11.
I thought we'd be back here by maybe 1.
We'll go on all the way to Waynesville for the burial.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking around 2-ish, something, 2:30. Okay. All right. And then Canaan's funeral is on the Tuesday. So if anybody, I think visitation is 11 to 1 and the funeral at 1. All right, any other announcements? Yeah.
Try to get together Saturday.
Oh, yes.
About 9 o'clock. Anybody wants to come out and help pick up sticks to get ready to mow this grass? If you didn't notice on the way in, it looks like it's about in need of a trim job. So we're going to try. If the weather's good, it's not real cold, wet and rainy. If it's nice, we'll get together about 9 o'clock Saturday here, and we'll just go over and try to get all the debris out of the trees that's fell cleaned up so we can get ready to mow grass this year.
Okay, amen. Remember that. There's a whole lot more stuff we can do. Yeah. There's some refrigerator we need to get out of the White House and sit out by the road, and some appliances and stuff to get ready for the fire department to burn that down here real soon. So, all right. Anything else?
I just want to say how much we're going to miss Helen. I miss hearing her sing her songs. That Count Your Many Blessings, that was a song of Helen's. She was such a big part of this church, and a big part, when I think of this church, I always, Helen was the shining, smiley face that was always there. I just loved her dearly, and we're going to miss her.
Amen. Amen.
The doors were open, she was here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we're so glad you're here, Joe.
Yeah, we told Cindy, you know, it was snowing, and a lot of people called and said, we're not going to be there, it's snowing. And Bert and I would try to decide whether or not what to do, and we would say, well, if we don't call off church today, Helen and Joe's going to get out in all this.
Yes, they would.
So we better cancel. So.
And I also love the mission video today of all the outcasts, and that Jesus was one of those, because we have so many of those now in our community and all communities that people shun and don't want to have anything to do with. And Jesus was one of those, and we all need to remember that.
Amen.
And that, you know, and just to open our hearts to them as well.
Amen. Amen. So true. True. Maddie's coming back this week, so she's going to be traveling, so we want to remember her in our prayers too. All right. Any other words or anything?
Yes,
Gospel Jam.
Might be some surprises.
Yay. All right. Right. I think we're going to have chicken dinner. Is that right? Okay. So. All right. Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Let's remember that. Amen. Anybody else? All right. If not, then John, would you dismiss us in prayer today?